Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hey guys, I love y'all so much and I hope that today's message encourages you. Be sure and like and subscribe if you are tuning in on YouTube. Comment down below what you learned in today's message and what other topics you'd like to hear talked about moving forward. And if you're tuning in via Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review. We love reading your reviews and it actually helps us as we prepare for messages to come. And make sure to turn on your push notifications so that you can know when other episodes come out as we have new episodes every single Wednesday. Guys, I love y'all and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, in the name of Daniel here, this podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hello, 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 incredible and loved and valued in the list of just how significant you are and how much your life matters. Words to describe that could go on and on. I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm Emma Mae McDaniel and you are on the Have You Heard podcast where me and my husband Josh are going to be talking about how do I balance my relationship with my significant other and my relationship with God. So,
there you go.
Faith comes by hearing. Grab your headphones and let's get into the word.
So, MMA, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's fall. Fall's full in the swing. It's full swing.
It's in full swing.
What does that even saying mean? Full swing? I guess it's probably a baseball term.
I mean, you're just like all in.
It's a full swing.
It's full here.
You're not halfway swinging. You're full.
Yeah.
Fall. He's full swinging right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about fall?
Well, you know this, but we have been in baking mode at the McDaniel household, and it has been so fun. I don't know if y'all have ever been to Trader Joe's, but it's a very special trip for me.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, this is not sponsored. I'm simply just sharing my favorites.
If you want to, if you're listening.
Trader Joe's, if you're listening, we will collab. But I got some gluten-free pumpkin pancake mix. We made some pumpkin pancakes.
Gluten-free pumpkin pancake mix.
We've made.
Say that three times fast.
Gluten-free pumpkin pancake mix, gluten-free pumpkin pancake mix, gluten-free pumpkin pancake mix. Thanks.
Go ahead.
And chocolate chip pumpkin bread.
Yep.
Yes, first time, I just have a little encouragement to share. First time, it was Josh really liked it, but I thought it was a little underdone because I'm figuring out the oven.
Yeah.
But second time I made it, it was so good. I was so proud, and it was because I learned from the previous time. So, if you fell down today in any way, I just want to encourage you to learn from how you fell. And apply what you learned next time. What a great opportunity for joy and for endurance to grow and for you to learn and have a better pumpkin bread next time.
There you go. I'm very easy to please with pumpkin bread. I'm very easy to please with all fall, tasting things. So, a pecan or pecan or whatever, like a chocolate pecan pie.
Say?
I say pecan.
I do too.
Like a chocolate pecan pie. Oh, that slaps. That's good stuff
there. That's really good with the scoop of ice cream.
Yep. Or any pumpkin bread or anything like that, honestly. You made what was it? We had friends over a couple weeks ago. And you made a pumpkin cake thing.
They were pumpkin bars.
Pumpkin bars.
They were so good.
Those were good. Because they had some type of it was, but it wasn't normal icing. Because I'm not an icing guy. I don't like the birthday cake icing or whatever normal icing goes on cake. I know some people can eat that out of a jar. That's gross.
Uh-huh.
What icing was it? It's like a sheet cake icing almost.
I'll have to go back and look at the recipe. It had powdered sugar in it. Yeah, I'll have to go back and look.
With powdered sugar. But falls in the swing.
And sweaters. Guys, I figured out today. I was really really curious of why sweaters are called sweaters, because mm-hmm. when you think of a sweater, it's like, am I supposed to sweat in it? Mm-hmm. But when I think of a sweater, I think I'm supposed to be warm in it because I was cold.
Yeah.
But then I looked it up and it was actually like, what was the definition? It was like they were designed for you to sweat in to lose weight, like sweatsuits.
Yeah. You're supposed to work out in them because you're supposed to like lose that like water weight or whatever.
And now they're our fall trend.
Look at us.
Look how trends go.
I know. Full swing of sweaters.
Yeah.
And pumpkins and pecans. Pumpkins
and cinnamon.
Yes. Oh, that was another exciting thing this week was getting some oils.
Yes.
Some fall oils.
I don't know if y'all do diffusers, essential oils, but I got some fally ones this mm-hmm. week. And so with some Stress Away Valor and cinnamon bark. We had our home smelling like cinnamon rolls this morning. But I wasn't even baking anything. It's pretty nice.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess we've wasted enough of their time. We can get into the question now.
This is fun. So I think we should let them know one more time what the question is.
Yes. The question is, if you did not catch it in our 30-minute intro, the question really is a very honest question, a very legitimate question, a question of like, hey, I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something like that, and but I'm also a Christian, and so that means it's like I have to balance this of like balance these relationships that are both require a lot out of a person. Mm-hmm. They both require a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of whatever out of a person. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how do I look at those two relationships? And you're looking at them very distinctly.
Yeah.
And how do I live in a balanced way? How can I have them very cohesively working together?
Mm-hmm.
MMA. Answer the question. Head us up right off the bat.
I feel like I'm going to learn a lot from you in this because I don't know it all. But before we hopped on here, I looked up the definition of balance, and it basically means to equal things out. Like you want to have whatever objects or in this case relationships or whatever things you're juggling, you want them to have equal weight. You want them to be on the same playing field. And that in of itself, I think, puts us in a really cool context going into answering this question is God should never be on the same playing field as something else. I think it's in John. I believe it's in John where it says that like he who is from above is above all. Yeah. And that's one of countless verses throughout all of scripture that talks about the Lord is the Lord of all. Yeah. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Jesus has been given the name above every name. Like the earth is his and everything in it. In the beginning he was, and he still is, and he is forevermore. Like he is above all. And so I think that really puts up a picture here for us as we start off in answering this question is that like, I think the question of how do I balance my relationship with my boyfriend or my girlfriend and my relationship with God, that whole question needs to be reframed because God should not be balanced. Mm-hmm. He should not be made equal to anything else.
Yeah. It's not a balance, but a foundation, truly. And it's not a foundation of my boyfriend comes first and then my relationship. That's a reverse of the foundation. It truly is how I have a foundation of my walk with Christ, or how I have my foundation of me spending time in the Word. And that is one number one priority will directly have an effect on my relationship with blank.
Yeah.
If you're not even in a relationship with your friends, with your family, if you are with your wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, if you have children, your children, like the foundation of God takes precedence over all other relationships.
Yep.
Because without it, then we're nothing. Like we are absolutely nothing. And so you're right. Like it is reframing it and saying, okay, how do I balance? No, it's not a balance. How do I prioritize God over? Because even like looking at us, like we're married and you're still not the number one priority in my life. God is, my relationship with God. Nothing can come in between that at all. Mm-hmm. And so, but you are the never do. Don't worry.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So, but it's like, I never want to view somebody mm-hmm. who will fail me, who will leave me wanting, who will not satisfy this thirst. Mm-hmm. Like, I need God to be that feed that hunger, mm-hmm. feed or quench that thirst, yeah. and be able to be that foundation so that I can actually love people properly, because I won't be able to actually do that.
Yeah. No, I love that you said that, because I think it's maybe coming from a place that is a little like uncertain and trying to figure things out, a little confused, but from a place of like, this person in my life is very important to me, and yeah. I want to let them know how important they are to me, yeah. and therefore and then you wouldn't be asking about the Lord if the Lord wasn't important to you. So like, mm-hmm. you're wanting to communicate, but all that to say, you're wanting to communicate to your person that they're important to you.
Yeah.
But what I want to say into that is, the best way I could ever tell Josh that he is important to me is the Lord being the Lord of my life, yep. is the Lord having priority in my life, is as for me and my house, as for Emma and her soul, her heart, her mind, yep. I will serve the Lord.
Yeah.
And it is from that place that I will be able to build Josh up in truth. 100%. It's from that place that I will be able to like be more intentional to continually pray and be devoted to interceding on Josh's behalf. It will be mm-hmm. from that place that I can love Josh well and better than any way that I could in my own human nature and my own flesh strength,
yeah.
communicate that Josh is important to me. Like, seeking the Lord first and resting in who he is and prioritizing my walk with the Lord, that will communicate to Josh that he's important to me more than mm-hmm. any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that just, I hope that brings clarity to you that
yeah.
for you to prioritize the Lord in your life doesn't mean you're telling people they aren't important. It actually helps you tell them how important they are.
Yeah. And the importance of another person is very, very still there.
Like, absolutely.
The importance of a relationship with friends is still a priority mm-hmm. in your life.
Yeah.
And so be able to like still see that and still put time and still put effort and still put love and those qualities that you give to a friend, to a relationship, to a family member. Those things are still very much there.
Probably even more emphasized.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah, definitely. I think, but even whenever you look at Jesus walking, he's like, hey, those aren't my brother. That's not my brother and my mother. Like, hey, I'm going to love God so much that it's going to look like I hate everybody else. Like, I want God to be such a priority in my life that it doesn't, like, I'm not going to go hate everybody else, but he is just king of my life and I choose him above all. I'm not trying to have this one foot in the world and one foot in God's plan and in the word. And like in James, it's like, don't be divided. Mm-hmm. Don't have a kingdom divided. And so in the same way, I don't want to be like, oh, I have to balance. I'm trying to sleep around with my boyfriend or girlfriend, but then I go to church on Sundays because, hey, it's yeah. a balance. Like, it's not that at all. Who you are as a person will, one, be directly changed by your foundation of Christ, and who you are as a person from that change will then directly change your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a one foot in the world and one foot in the word. It's definitely of a, I'm full-fledged in the word with mm-hmm. Christ wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And man, I want that person to walk alongside me while I'm chasing that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be times that someone's going to be ahead, and it's kind of a little different, like in journeys with the relationship, but like there's going to be times that someone's a little ahead of you or someone's a little behind you and all these different things. But it's like, man, I'm still solid in the word that no matter what happens around me, I'm solid because Christ is my foundation. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think it's just so good.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by
We all go through different seasons. Whether you're a college student figuring out the new routine of this fall semester, or you just got engaged and you're in the process of planning your wedding, or you're a mama and your home is filled with kiddos, it is so important, no matter what season we're in, that we learn how to rest well, not only physically and getting good sleep, but mentally throughout the day while we're awake, that we're resting well. And the Calm app prioritizes this and wants to help you do this. That is why I've partnered with them. And so you who are listening, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/herd. So go to calm.com/herd for 40% off unlimited, y'all, unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/herd. Let's learn how to rest well while we're asleep and while we're awake. Healthy is so important, but a lot of times the means by which we get healthier is just being educated and aware of how our body works. And Everlywell helps us do exactly that. They send tests such as thyroid tests, metabolism, stress and sleep, food sensitivity. They send these tests to your door. You take them and you send them back to their certified labs, and in a matter of days, you get your results back. And it helps you and equips you to be healthier. Me and Josh actually did the food sensitivity test, and it was so mind-blowing that some foods I eat every day, actually my body doesn't respond the best to. And now because I'm aware, I can be a healthier version of me. And y'all, for the listeners of this show, Everlywell is providing a special offer with a discount of 20% off of an at-home lab test if you go to everlywell.com/Emma. That's everlywell.com/Emma for 20% off of your own at-home lab test. That's everlywell.com/Emma. I love that you hit on what James says, because James acknowledges, like, undivided or having divided loyalty. Mm-hmm. He speaks into that in chapter 1 and 3, where he says, like, don't let your loyalty be divided between God and the world. Otherwise, you're fooling yourself, and it's going to lead to corruption because you can't serve two masters. Yeah. And then he says again in James 3, as you were saying, like, you can't be a friend of God and a friend of the world. You're either an enemy of one and a friend of the other, and vice versa. Like, mm-hmm. And I think, too, that kind of leads us to realizing that we may be answering two different versions of the same question. Mm. If you're asking, like, how can I balance time? Like, mm-hmm. whenever I'm now, like, I'm spending time in the Word, I'm serving in my local church, I am, like, involved in a small group, I have all these commitments that are priority in my life, but now, okay, I'm entering into a new season. I'm in a relationship. Maybe you're asking this question from that standpoint. What does that balance look like? How do I, of course, I now have time that's going to be set aside for this important person in my life.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean also that I'm settling on these things that are priority in my life that I've committed to. So that, I think, is one answer to the question that I think you have to give yourself grace as you navigate. Like, that'll take conversations with that person you've mm-hmm. just started dating, and communicate what your priorities are. Because if your priorities are serving in your local church and spending time with the Lord, just an important little note, that person you're dating, those should be priorities to them too. And so that person should be wanting to prioritize their time with the Lord and serving in their local church as well. But if you're asking the question from a standpoint, as Josh was addressing, mm-hmm. what does balance look like in the sense, how can I please these lustful desires? How can I please, like, all these mm-hmm. things my boyfriend or my girlfriend is wanting to do that God's word doesn't agree with, mm-hmm. and also please my attendance record at church on Sunday, and please checking off the box that I have made sure I've read my chapter in the Word a day. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what James is addressing. You can't do that. Like, I've once heard a pastor say that the Lord is either Lord of all in your life, or he's not the Lord at all in your life. There's no in between. And so that I do think that that is important to acknowledge, that there's probably different perspectives of people who have asked the same question with different mm-hmm. contexts too.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. That's very true. I mean, think we're all coming from different outlooks. We're all coming from maybe past that, like, I didn't do that. Like, I definitely mm-hmm. messed up. I think that's the beautiful thing of the grace of God, that, you know what, we don't use it as a crutch, but we do be able to come and to lean on it and be like, you know what, I messed up. Let's go from here. All right, let's I'm going to pick up my cross. I'm going to lay down my burdens for him. I'm going to take up his yoke, which is easy and light. I'm going to keep on going. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make Christ the priority in my life. I'm going to make him the foundation. And I'm not going to do a thing called like a juggle. I'm not going to juggle this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold these two things in my hand trying to figure out which one's more important, because mm-hmm. It's not even a question. It's just a matter of fact. Christ is far more important than anyone else that you will meet in your life.
Yeah.
Anyone. Let me repeat that again. Christ is more important than anyone that you will meet in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I love God, I want to go and love people. Now that I love God and he's the priority of my life, and you know what I'm called to do? I'm called to go love God and love people. I'm going to go do that everywhere I go. I'm going to go and do that with my boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, whatever, like brother, sister, whoever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go and I'm going to love God. I'm going to love people with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go and do that because I have that foundation.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think what's so sweet about walking with the Lord is that you can't help but, like, whenever you're genuinely walking with him and you really know him, as Josh was saying, it changes you.
Yeah.
And it will, as Josh was saying, overflow into the quality of your relationships. Like, you can't help but emphasize to other people in your life how important they are and how much they matter whenever you know how much the Lord has first loved you and communicated your importance to him. It's just, you can't help but, like, be compelled by his love. But whenever it does look like saying no to the things of the world, and whenever, if you're asking the question of balancing my relationship with my significant other and balancing my walk with the Lord, and that looks like my significant other is wanting to go do all these things like that God says not to do, it doesn't please his heart, then sometimes the way that you communicate how much another person matters to you looks like disappointing them. It looks like maybe them not being really happy with you for a hot second because you're communicating to them how much you love God by saying no to what's being offered.
Yeah.
And that may not feel the best in the moment, but as Solomon says, an honest answer is like a warm hug. You're communicating to them that they're important, and you're giving them a warm hug. In the moment, it may feel like a cold shoulder, but you're actually showing them, hey, this balance thing, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
Like, the Lord is Lord of all, and he reigns. Yeah. And who knows how that will impact them in the long run, or how they may take that and think on it, and it may bless them in their own walk with the Lord.
I'm not here to please people. Mm-mm. I'm here to love people, and by loving people, it may not please them in their earthly, in that earthly matter. But it's a good podcast, Noah.
I'm really encouraged. This has actually been something we've been wanting to talk about for a long time, because like Josh said, we've gotten this question quite a bit. And so with that being said, I hope that all of you who asked and all of you have thought of it but never asked, I hope it addresses you where where you're at, encourages you, gives you guidance, ultimately from the Word, not from things we said, but just from what we've learned as we've been in the Word.
Yeah.
Go
comment. Go. Actually, I'd be very interested to see. Go comment. If you're watching YouTube, go and comment down below of what relationship stuff do you have questions about? I know relationships is a very hot topic in both Christian and secular culture. I'd be very interested to see what type of questions do you have. So go and comment down that below. And I know that Emma and you and I have been making videos like relationship stuff for a long time, actually, since we started dating. But we don't answer them out of our own opinion. We answer them out of the Word of God. We look, and we, even as we prepared for this, we looked into James and into John and all those different things. And so it's like we have a how far is too far video. We have like a singleness video. That's very prevalent. We have a lot of videos. So go and check those out as well.
Yeah, those may answer questions that I didn't know we've kind of talked into a little bit.
I know a podcast actually we did is Preparing Your Heart. We did that quite a bit ago. But that was another good one that I really enjoyed. I kind of went into a little bit of my own story But that one's good. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I just love, there's a quote, I think this is what it says. I may butcher it a little bit, but it says something along the lines of, if I stop growing today, then I will stop teaching tomorrow. And so there's just this really big humbling beauty of getting to hop on a podcast and talk to all of you. Yeah. And I just want to emphasize that we're not coming on here with just this posture of, we know it all, we have all the answers, so we're coming to answer all your questions. Like, that's not what this is. Like, wisdom of the Lord is it is of humility. That is what this is. We are constantly growing, and we're just sharing with you what God is teaching us as we go and as we grow. Yeah. And so know too that we're learning with you
as we go. There you go.
We really hope too that, like, as y'all ask questions, it draws us to the Word. It draws us to have really good conversations just with one another and with people who we trust. Mm-hmm. And so we pray that, like, this podcast is not your end all be all. One, I hope you're in a local church where you're under the teaching of a pastor who faithfully preaches the Word of God. But also, I pray that it just compels you to go and be in the Word of God on your own time and seek Him. He promises that you'll find Him in your own community. Let this podcast start really good conversations in your own community. I think I was listening to a podcast that Sadie Huff did with Demi and Tim Tebow. Okay. And Demi was talking about how something that her and Tim did when they were doing long distance dating was that they would read a lot of books, and then they would hop on FaceTime and talk about it. And what I thought was so cool is that it wasn't of course the books were good, but it was the conversations that the books started that were so rich and sweet. And that's really what I hope. I hope this podcast is kind of like a really good conversation starter for you within your own home and within your own friend group, to talk about the things of the Lord and to build each other up in truth and to let yourself be curious as you keep growing and learning too as you go.
Well, thanks for hopping on here with us. But
About fall things.
Talking about fall things. But yeah, we love y'all. Tune in next week.
Yeah. And be sure, if you're tuning in on YouTube, be sure and give a thumbs up, subscribe. As Josh said, comment down below relationship questions that you have, what ways that you were encouraged through this video.
Yeah.
And if you are tuning in via Apple or Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts, be sure and download, rate, review. Again, share it with your people. Right, have cool conversations about it. Let this be the start of a conversation, not the end of one. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you go and check us out on Instagram, @haveyouheard_podcast. Yep. And you can follow us on Instagram too, just as we talk about things like this on our social media on a regular basis, just going into the Word of God and hoping that it encourages you as we share it. You can find me, 1 Corinthians 13 Love, and Josh McDaniel.
Josh underscore McDaniel. Very
easy. So, guys, we really do love y'all. And again, we hope you're encouraged, and we hope you have the best week ever. The Lord is the Lord above all. If anything, I hope that's what you take away. I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning in to the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.